Assemblymember John Sherrod kept count of the number of times the issue had come to the table in one form or another over the last year. He said this vote was number 5. He voted no, he said, for the sake of consistency. Jack Osment and Marco Dapsovich also recast their no votes. Cheryl Westover, Nancy Kavanaugh, and Reber Stein were the pro votes last time, and the pro votes this time. Stein suggested that navigating the current alignment of the intersection already had given Sitkins the skills necessary to handle the roundabout. He said that this was really a question about change. Newly appointed Assemblymember Heidi Raffelli admitted having her doubts 2 weeks ago when the ordinance was heard on first reading and voted yes to buy some time to do some research. With the help of state transportation officials, Raffelli said that she had tracked down substantial amounts of information to confirm that roundabouts were indeed safer for motorists and pedestrians, but not so for bicyclists. Heidi Raffelli.
We're a community where we're encouraging bike riding. In fact, we're really encouraging bike riding. And the research from around the world, Britain, France, Scandinavian countries, tell us that roundabouts don't necessarily reduce the risk of bicycle accidents. Actually, they may increase them. And a friend of mine just returned from a trip abroad and said for weeks he navigated roundabouts. And he had one word for me, and he said it was suicide.
Raffelli mentioned that she had heard from a large number of Sitkins over the last 2 weeks, the overwhelming majority of whom were opposed to the roundabout. That trend differed significantly from public testimony before the assembly, which heard from 16 residents on the roundabout issue, 12 of them in favor. The last one to testify was a relatively recent arrival who suggested that Sitka was missing out on some fun.
Hello, my name's Carrie McLean. I moved here this spring from Anchorage with a woman friend of mine, and this is a very serious woman. She's a academic, PhD, not very emotive. But every time we go around the roundabout there, she would go, "Whee!" So I'd like you to approve it simply so she'd have something to look forward to every day.
While Sitkins will now have to look for their fun elsewhere, some on the assembly wondered if turning down the roundabout would cost the community in other opportunities as well. DOT Southeast Regional Director Malcolm Menzies traveled from Juneau for the meeting. In response to a question from Marco Dapsovich prior to the evening's vote, Menzies said that the DOT did not retaliate against communities that rejected its projects by, say, cutting ferry service. In response to a question from Reber Stein, again before the vote, Menzies said that Sitka would not have to reimburse the state for the $300,000 already spent on the project if the assembly voted no. In fact, Menzies implied that a no vote was really only a deferment of the state's firm intentions to build a roundabout.
The plans would not go wasted. We feel that even if this is not passed tonight, it would be passed sometime in the future because it is the correct intersection. It's the best thing for Sitka, safety-wise. The unfortunate thing, if it's not approved tonight, and we can't go to construction within the next 6 months, as Mr. Carroll has said, this is a highway safety improvement program. That's a specific pie within the federal government. It'll go somewhere else in the state of Alaska, if not outside, to be spent. And when Sitka feels it is right to construct that and comes to us, we would probably have open ears, but we wouldn't have open pocketbooks.
The amount budgeted for construction of the roundabout was $1.4 million, money that Nancy Kavanaugh in particular wanted to see spent in Sitka. Kavanaugh felt the DOT had made an exceptional effort to address the concerns of Sitkins regarding the roundabout. She believed that the rejection of their proposal would harm the town's relationship with the administration in Juneau, which had improved since the governor's visit on Alaska Day, but was still tenuous.
I believe that we have credibility with our governor. I would like to see us maintain a strong relationship with her. I don't want to give her another excuse to look at Sitka and say, forget about Sitka. I'm not talking about retaliation. I'm talking just about relationships. And this is a relationship I'd like to strengthen and maintain.
The Assembly's refusal to grant the necessary right-of-way to the state leaves the intersection as is for the time being. DOT Regional Director Menzies said he did not intend to condemn the land, though it would be within the state's rights to do so. Additionally, the DOT confirmed in a memo that wiring placed under the intersection in the 1980s for a possible traffic light was likely unserviceable now, and that the state had no plans to revisit a signal. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.